Podtacular Update, episode 39 for the week of December 11th, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spell Cheeks. Check. I don't know. I'm me. Okay. Oh, boy. We're doing this again. It's actually our second time. We did this once already. Anyways, what's happening, guys? This is the Podtacular Update, where we don't help you at all. We just talk about ourselves. But we do.
We have a guest host this week.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him almost. Yeah. Introducing
nice, dude.
The winner of our free-for-all tournament, Mr. Well, I'll just introduce yourself, man.
Drain Spiller 05.
Wow.
Sweet.
Spilling drains since 2005. Yeah.
Good job.
That was Painkiller.
Good man.
Well, we got a lot to cover. This is the Podtacular Update Show, where we talk about the latest goings on in the Podtacular community, the Halo 2 community, Xbox Live community, and underwater basket weaving community. So, let's get started.
Let's do that. That sounds like a good plan.
Gee.
Anyways, so I'm walking down the street the other day, and I had a revelation. How are we going to do shows during the holidays?
We're not really going to have time. So we've made the consensus that we're going to give you guys a present for the holidays. We're not going to do shows.
Yeah,
I know. Well, it's just kind of come down to the point where we're not really going to have a whole lot of time to do editing with traveling and stuff next week with Christmas and stuff. So we're going to take a week off, and we're going to take the next week off, too, for New Year's Eve and stuff. So, but we will be back at the beginning of 06. And 06 is going to be a good year for Podsacular, my friends. And Halo 2. And Halo 3. And the Halo movie. So, lots of great stuff coming up. Don't worry about it.
Yep, as more info comes out on Halo 3, and we start to get news trickling in on that, this will be the source, the place to go to hear all the latest. So, we're going to be definitely following it, so you guys can check it out.
Oh, yeah. We're stoked already.
So, Painkiller, we got some new playlists that just came out, right?
Yep.
Cool. What do you think of these?
I like Action Sack the most, because it's just total random game types, which is what I like. I mean, sometimes you just need to get away from the seriousness of Halo 2 and all the thinking and shooting and adrenaline rushingness. And play just some random stuff that required no skill whatsoever, and just screw around. It's great. Action Sack.
Cool. Yeah, I feel the same way, man. I'm totally digging Action Sack among all the different updates and everything. It's totally the most fun because, yeah, you don't gotta get all serious about your rank. You don't have modders in there because it's unranked. You know, it's just mayhem, all kinds of crazy games, and it's really fun. Very cool.
Too bad I can't play it. My disc is too scratched up.
Dude, sucker, man. When are you going to get a new disc?
Soon. I've been saying soon for the past month and a half, though.
Exactly, man. No, but I understand you can still play Halo 2, just not online, right?
Yeah, just the online stuff doesn't work, which is the only thing I want.
Which is moderately helpful, but really, well,
but
you'll get it soon.
All the modder reports, sounds like I'm not missing much, though, so all the modders and whatever.
Well, hey, don't be saying that, man. This is the Halo 2 podcast, hey.
I know. I'm just sad.
We do our best to combat modders, man.
I don't know. It's annoying. Really,
well,
it is. Anyway,
we got some other stuff going on here. Why don't you go ahead, Spellcheck?
Okay. Well, here's the McDealio. Tony the Sniper. He's saying, you know, he can't do anything because he's using Xbox Kinect, you know, because he doesn't have Xbox Live. He has a lot of friends listening to the show on Xbox Live and don't have Xbox Live, I mean. And so he just wants to say that, you know, XB Kinect's where the party's at, kind of. He has a tip if you're being sniped, though. He says, never jump when you're sitting, a sitting duck in the air. And thanks. Keep up the great work. Love the podcast. Loyal listener since episode one. That's
wow,
dedication.
Man. That is dedication. That's old school, man. That's back when my...
Because those early episodes were rough.
They were rough, especially the first one, because my mic sucked. And it sucked all last week for the same reason, because I was going by my internal mic.
Because you're using that same...
change
that
setting. Blame it on Fumo, man. Well, Jet Pilot also wrote in saying a similar thing, that as you all know, he doesn't have Xbox Live, no credit card. He's a huge fan of Xbox Kinect, and he is looking for a XBC Pro user to start up a Podtack Your Xbox Kinect clan. So if you guys think this is a good idea, he'll go ahead and start looking for members. Cheers, Jet Pilot. So basically, he's saying that you need a premium or pro account on Xbox Kinect to set up a clan. So if somebody out there in the Wild Wild West can do this, please email us at podtacular@gmail.com and let us know. And maybe you can be the official Podtacular clan leader, master, overlord, ruler of all for Xbox Kinect.
Yeah. Sweet.
So, Painkiller, what we got next?
What we got?
Next up, we got Jet... Okay, Spartan1118 says that he has made a group called Killtacular on Bungie.net, and he's in some trouble because his group is on 60-day probation and only 34 days left to go.
Well, I joined it to make him feel better.
Yeah, I do.
His group talks about strategy, and if you're part of their clan, then you can talk about clan matches, so... Join up with him. Help a brother out. Talk about strategy.
Help a brother out. Help him out.
Yeah, you can join more than one Bungie group. So, you know, what the heck? Why not just join in, guys?
Go for it.
Well,
yeah. There's so many benefits from being in a whole bunch. I have a lot of friends.
Yep.
There are plenty of friends.
Well, we also got one sent in from Paradox here, who says, this is kind of cool, he was bored last night, so he was using his shortwave radio. Shortwave radio is a frequency that once broadcast can be picked up anywhere else in the world, kind of like ham radio. He says, shortwave works best at night when the ionosphere becomes the least active, in case anybody
Boring.
Wanted to know that.
It's the technical stuff. If you want to learn more about shortwave, go to Wikipedia, which I have a bone to pick with Wikipedia. Because they deleted our article, our beautiful article. Did you guys see that article?
Yeah, dude.
It was pimping. I did a lot of work on that article. They even deleted me and Fumo Jive. Like, there was a Spelljack page and a Fumo Jive page. Those are also deleted. Jerks at Wikipedia. But nothing. It's just I got in there and it's gone.
Oh, that's mean.
They even deleted the image. I uploaded the image. They deleted the logo because they said it was copyrighted. I'm like, I know the guy who drew it!
Copyrighted by me.
Anyways. Anyway. But yeah, I have a bone to pick with Wikipedia. But if you need to know about shortwave, go to Wikipedia. But don't stay long, though, because I don't like them.
But he was saying that he was scanning through the shortwave radio, and all of a sudden, he heard some familiar music. He stopped on the channel and listened, and after tweaking a few filters, he got a clear sound, and lo and behold, there was Podtacular on the shortwave radio. He says, don't ask him the frequency, he can't remember it, but being shortwave, it could have been being broadcast from across the street or from Antarctica.
Penguins love their Xboxes.
Yes, they do. Lots of penguins these days. That's an Xbox.
You have those special edition ice Xboxes.
Yeah, dude.
So,
just don't bring them down to sunny Florida down here, because you'll just have an Xbox with no case and a lot of wetness and electricity pretty soon. Yeah. So, anyway. So, we had the tournament recently, right? How'd that go?
Yeah.
That was cool.
I think it went good, but I wasn't there because my Halo 2 doesn't work.
I was asking Pankula since I hear he won.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I did. I beat Salmonator 1v1, Carbine Start, MLG Rules on Warlock. It's kind of unfair, though, because I had host, so stupid Bungie. And
stupid Bungie, what are you
complaining?
You won.
I know, but it wasn't really fair. Salmonator would have won if I didn't have host and, like, had to hide everywhere.
Well, you know, I mean, when you think about it, that's just, like, why one-on-one kind of sucks. It's because you have host issues like that. So yeah. We'll figure that out in the next tournament. We'll try to even things out a little more. But in any case, you did win. Congratulations. And who got second, third, and fourth place?
Second place was Salmonator. Third place, I think, was Kilobyte. And fourth place was Shardy.
Right on. Big congrats to those guys and shout out to them. Well, cool. So the tournament went good then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
It was great.
Well, looking forward to the next one. We have monthly tournaments here, and you can actually join a Podtacular clan in order to get involved with those. Podtacular clans also play clan matches, for real, and can participate in the tournaments, of course. Plus, you can play with people on the show, which is kind of neat. If you want an invite to a Podtacular clan, just follow the link on podtacular.com on the right side, post your gamer tag, and you'll get an invite. Just no cheaters, derankers, racists, or people below level 15 in either or in any objective game, because you have to play those to play clan matches.
And for those members of Podtacular 2, I am alive. I'll play with you guys soon. I promise.
Soon.
Any day.
I promise. Anyways, so we got some web resources. I've heard about these. They're pretty much cool. Wait, we got one here from Mintz08, M-I-N-T-Z-0, number 8. Hey, I post your guys' stuff over my site, Halo Portable, and I thought I'd point you guys to my Podtacular art for the week. And his site is at mintz.hushcasket.com. Check it out. You guys are going to love it. Scroll down about halfway through the page. He posted some flippin' sweet album art for Halo, for PSP, or whatever his site's called. I was impressed, and I about cried. It was that good. I'm not kidding. It is amazing.
Yeah.
So check him out. This guy runs a very quality site. Very nice. It's called Halo Portable. URL again is mintz.hushcasket.com. Check it out, please.
Yeah, it is unbelievable.
Oh, brilliant.
It's so good. And, I mean, you guys have seen some of the art we've had, but, I mean, man, this guy's got serious mad skills, dude.
Magical. It is magical.
Magical. It's magical wizard powers.
It anyway. Is the wizard most of magic Halo. I've seen in one setting.
It's like Dumbledore.
Dumbledore is quite the artist and is a frequent Halo player.
Yes, Dumbledore is quite man. The dead. Quite the dead. Page 600 something. Oh, I owned him.
Oh, man. Can't
quite
believe
the
you
dead.
Just ruined it for me, man. Oh. I was on like page 552. Oh. Okay, not really.
I gotcha.
What'd you get for drinking poison?
I gotcha.
Well, I got a couple here. I'll just say the first one is Halo2.com, which is actually the Halo 2 page for Xbox.com. You know, nothing, you know, really newsworthy there, obviously, just that the page exists. But if you go to Previews and Strategies, and then you click on Tips and Tricks, there's, like, some fairly high-level tips and tricks for every map separated on multiplayer, which is really cool, because you can check out stuff straight from the source there. So check that out
nice.
If you get a chance.
It's the greatest. And I'm not lying. Because I always tell the truth.
Liar.
Sometimes. Also, do you guys like comics? I'm quite the fan of the comics.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, if you go over to halo.budget.org, click on comics. You can see some comics that are posted on HBO, like Calvin and Halo, like Calvin and Hobbes. You know, 117, which 117 does it a lot still.
Yeah.
117 is great.
Halo Resolution, and there's Echo 419, you know, a whole bunch of other ones. But my personal favorite is Halo Babies. You can get them over at halobabies.net. Or on your PSP, go to hbabies.net. And it's like the site formatted for PSP.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. But yeah, they have like some pretty good stuff.
So, yeah. Painkiller, we got a hardware review, right?
Yep, from Saber B1Aid, or Saber Blade, I guess. It says that the Nyko Airflow EX controller for the Xbox is really cool, literally, because it has a built-in fan to cool your sweating fans during Halo sessions. And the fan is very powerful and will keep your hands dry most of the time. It's the best fan controller on the market. He gives it a 9 out of 10. It's around $25. And there's a wireless version available, but the batteries do not last more than 5 hours with the fan on full blast. So he recommends you get the wired one.
Hmm. Cool. Sounds interesting. Anybody try one of those? Or
never tried one.
My next door neighbor has one. It's actually pretty nice. But, yeah, don't get the wired one because the wire is, like, huge. So the wireless one is a waste because it runs on batteries. So.
Yeah. So you're saying don't get the wired one?
Don't get the wireless. Get the wired.
Oh, okay.
The wired one has a super long cord, so unless you just hate dealing with cords, then and you want to waste batteries.
I don't know. Blow through batteries with that thing. Yeah, so we might have a couple of different hardware reviews as people send those in. If you guys want to send those in, feel free to do so at podtacular@gmail.com, and we'll cover them on the show, give you credit for your gamer tag. So that's the show, guys. Coming up next show is the Podtacular Tips Show, where we talk about your noob tips you send in, general tips, Map of the Week tips, which is going to be Containment this week, and just also general random tip of the week, where we cover the weird, bizarre tip of the week, and even your campaign tips, starting this episode, which will be kind of cool.
Campaign tips, which is what I've been playing.
Nothing better than killing the prophet over and over again.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, so until then, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
Painkiller 05.
See you guys on the flip side.
There's only one thing left to say.